Public Works Director David Sullinger on the line. And David, kind of give us an update about some road conditions and some, maybe some of the downed trees that's going on within the city.
Well, we have right now still most of our streets are in pretty good shape. The temperature as of right now is starting to fall. It's dropped about 3 or 4 degrees in the last hour, so it'll probably start going the other way, and we're getting a little break between the precipitation as much, but the biggest issue right now is still the trees and the tree limbs. I mean, the limbs are breaking pretty well nonstop right now. The wind's getting up. I'm afraid that's going to affect it a whole lot. And but like I said, the roads are good, but people really need to stay in because these tree limbs are hanging down so low over the road that it's hard to even get around the streets around town, and even the main roads is, you know, it's hard to get up and down them because all the tree limbs are bent over, and plus what's in the road, and we're still out trying to clear the roads. Plus the electric plant board's doing a great job trying to get the ones that are on the lines, and they're having trouble. So still advise everybody just to stay in and stay warm the best they can.
Do you expect the roads to deteriorate more overnight as the temperature drops? And do y'all plan to try to do any salting overnight?
We're just kind of waiting and seeing what all does happen. Of course, they say that it's probably going to go to snow here later on tonight. And we're just going to have to wait and kind of see what's dealt our way, how we'll have to handle it. But I'd say, if it starts getting slick and all, yeah, we're going to try to put some salt down.
If we do get some snowfall on top of the freezing rain, well, that will help the road. Will that help the road conditions?
It will, son. The biggest thing, we just don't want any freezing rain, you know, where it's just a glaze on it. I mean, you know, if we get the sleet or just snow, will be a whole lot better than the freezing rain.
How well does the salt work on the freezing rain?
It'll still melt it. You know, it's all up to the temperature. You know, as long as salt works really good. A lot of it depends on whether if it's at night or daytime. You know, most of the time, about 22, 23 degrees of salt still works really good. But get much blow in the teens, upper teens, it's when it's going to quit working. Now, if we get some sunshine tomorrow and we've got some salt on it, the sun makes a big difference.
And of course, you know, as the sun does come out tomorrow, and of course, overnight, people just, if they're going to be out and about, they just need to take it slow and easy.
I'm going to say that it's going to be hazardous in the morning first thing until we get some sun and it warms up a little bit and gives it time for it to start melting.
Okay, so right now y'all's main issue is just down trees.
Yes, that's what we've been doing all day long is trying to get the trees out of the way and trying to help the plant board a little bit when we can to move some of the big tree limbs and stuff. So yes, we've been after it all day and still are.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate it very much for the report.
With your News Edge, I'm Tammy Hancock reporting.